We're here with Chris Johnson from Sportsnet.ca, also the NHL Network. And Chris, this is such a crazy experience here at the draft. In the time that we've been down in this lobby, there's been about four trades, and you get the feeling by the time we're done with this conversation, there might be two or three more.
This is a special, special year for transactions because, look, that whole expansion process, every GM had to come to grips with the fact they were going to lose a player. They all talk trade with each other about trying to maybe move around to position themselves better. And now we have one team in Las Vegas that has 12 defensemen right now, and they're probably going to trade four or five guys. So that alone, plus the fact there's been more talk, and I think that you know, losing players has shaken some things loose, and you guys all know that in Nashville. Losing a James Neal, you got to try to replace that somehow. I think all those factors have made this a really kind of special day, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more action before the end of the night.
No question about it. It seems like that. Chris, we're in Chicago. Let's talk about the Blackhawks. They've made a pretty major shakeup here. Nick Jalmerson, a guy that's been there forever, no longer a Blackhawk. They bring Brandon Saad back in, and out goes Artemi Panarin, who's been lights out for them for a couple years. Do you think they're better or the same? I know cost is a big thing for them, the salary cap.
Yeah, they're better positioned long-term now. I mean, the fear with Artemi Panarin, who they love, I mean, he came over and scored a lot of points playing with Patrick Kane after coming from Russia, is that he's got 2 years left on his contract, and 3 years from now they're worried they can't pay him $9 or $10 million if he's worth that. And based on his production to start his career, it looks like he could be. And so what they've done is give themselves a little more certainty. Brandon Saad's contract has 4 years of runway on it. You know, they got Connor Murphy in the trade from Arizona, a young defenseman, 24-year-old defenseman, much like Nick Chalmerson, actually. A little bit of a – doesn't put up a lot of points, a bit of a glue guy, not doesn't stand out as much. But they got younger and cheaper in him. And look, I'll give Stan Bowman all the credit in the world because he makes difficult decisions consistently, has had to trade away players he loves, and he's proactive about the salary cap. And look, a lot of teams get hamstrung and get in a bad situation. He's trying to avoid that from happening 2 years down the road.
Another team that's making moves here is the Coyotes. So you kind of wonder what was going on there as they were clearing assets, kind of stripping it down, building young assets. What do you think of what they have done today?
Well, the number one question in hockey circles right now is what the heck is happening in Arizona? And look, they're a team without anything. I mean, no captain, no goalie, no coach at the moment after Dave Tippett left on Thursday night. But, you know, I think that John Chajka, finally, we can say, is putting his stamp on his team. And he's a very young GM. He's only entering his second season now in that position. And I think he's finding his way a little bit. And from what I hear and what people tell me, he's got a lot of great ideas. And I don't know that we've seen that his fingerprints on everything that's happened for the year. So I'm inclined to sit back a little bit and see what else he can do this summer. I mean, they needed a center. They got Derek Stepan from the New York Rangers. He's their number one center. Antti Raanta is thought of as one of the better backups in the entire league. He might even be a starter in Arizona, depending on, you know, where they end up. They traded Mike Smith earlier in the offseason. So, you know, there's a lot kind of jiggling out there, and I don't get the sense the Coyotes are done by any stretch.
What did you think of what Las Vegas did, how they handled the situation they're in, building assets, and in particular James Neal? What do you think they will do with him? Do they see him as a long-term guy, or do you think he's on the trade block right now?
I see, he'll be there, I would think, to start the year. The bigger question is, come the trade deadline next February 26th, I bet he'll be the name we're banging on about every day on TV because, you know, he is in an expiring contract. And that was one of the things David Poile had to weigh when he was deciding who would be protected and who would be exposed in that draft. And you know, I don't think it's likely James is there long-term, but who knows? Maybe he goes, has a great first half of the season. He likes them. They like him. Maybe he's willing to sign an extension. More than likely, though, for the Golden Knights, he's a piece to start their year, someone to give them some scoring, but gets flipped at the deadline next year. And look, he would probably bring you back a haul because, you know, you're renting him for that amount of time. He's good on your cap at that moment. And if your team going for the Stanley Cup, he's a pretty good piece to add.
So let's get to now David Poile, what he does without James Neal going forward here. There's a lot of some big names out there. Matt Duchene is one we discuss in Nashville all the time. Is there a chance that there's some interest there?
Duchene is the perfect fit for the Predators, and there's definitely a lot of interest. I think what's going to determine if something gets done or not is if they can find that fit. And you know, Joe Sakic rightly is asking for the moon for this guy. You know, he did the same this year when Matt's name was coming up in trade rumors prior to the trade deadline, and you know, he wants one of those defensemen that we all just gushed about during the Preds' run to the Cup final. And you know, I don't see David Poile doing that. I mean, maybe, you never know, maybe there's other sweeteners that can be added to make this happen, but if we're just focusing on what the Preds need, a scoring winger or even a center, Matt could play both positions, and he loves Nashville. He's a huge country music guy. He was actually there during the Stanley Cup final, just, you know, having fun with his wife or whatever, you know, checking out the scene. So I think that there's a perfect fit for the player and the team. Now it's about the two teams that got to make that trade, finding a way to get it done. And there's other teams lurking in the background. That's the issue. I think the New York Islanders are very high on Matt. They already added Jordan Eberle yesterday in a trade, but you know, Garth Snow isn't done. So you know, that's kind of bubbling beneath the surface. But I would not be surprised to see him in Nashville next season.
Chris, I can see your phone is exploding. There's a lot of information swirling around this lobby. Thank you very much for taking a few minutes with us today.
No, great. And thanks for the hospitality when I was in Nashville, the Cup Final. It was amazing.
I wish I could take credit for it, but I will, since I'm the only guy here from Nashville.
Perfect. And tell Tootsies I'll be back to pay my bar bill.